الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فان خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم شر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثه بدعه وكل بدعه ضلاله وكل ضلاله في النار اما بعد أيها الأخوة والأخوات في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته You see the explanation of the book and activity was here within the Imam of the Iliad of Rani of Masjid Rasulullah in the Arab Sheikh Rasulullah Ta'ala was talking about the attributes of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and the aqidah of the Deity of Sunnah that they will not describe Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala exactly what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala describes himself with in his book of his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is first thing with in his authentic ahadith. We have taken the attributes of al-Ihsan. We have also taken the attributes of al-Rahmah, that is merciful. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is muhsinun, that he is good doer. We have also taken some other attributes of knowledge, hearing, seeing, and so on and so forth. All these attributes are established in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are also established in the sunnah of the noble prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The attributes that we are going to look at is the attribute of pleasure. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with those who obey Him. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with those who disobeyed him. So the attribute of the pleasure, that is a rigor, this attribute, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established it for himself in his book, and his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also established it. Unlike what the people of bid'ah, the people of innovation, what we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not possess the quality of privilege. And you would use the interpretation of what where the word Tariqa or the word Rabi Allah is mentioned or your law is mentioned. They will interpret it in such a way that they will not ascribe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the way of the people of innovation. Starting from the Jahmiyya. The Jahmiyya, they are those who ascribe to Al-Jaham Ibn Safwan. Jahm Ibn Safwan only established one attribute for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the attribute of al-wujud, the existence. The same number exists. So this is the only attribute that he established for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believes that Allah does not possess other attributes. But for the attributes of existence, he believes that Allah possesses the attributes of existence. What led Jamal Sofwan to this heretic belief and to this misguided stand? It was said that Jamal Sofwan has debated with a group called a Sunaniya. Those who they use the place called Sumaniya. So this place called Sumaniya is a place in India. This is who they will do high worshiping, and they do not believe in resurrection, they do not believe in so many things. And they believe that everything coexisted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created things, but everything coexisted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is their belief. So Jamal Sofwan wanted to debate with these people to establish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. So he now went into the debate with them, saying that, you know, for everything, there must be some accident, so to say, that is some things that we ascribe to the matter. Say for instance, when you say something is blue or something is yellow, that yellowness or blueness or redness can be taken out of that thing. That is, when it is taken out of that thing, that is what exists element. That is, you have to say that. So all the things, the attributes that can come to something and that will make that thing special. So they're important to that thing. So a continuing argument that if you take the matter for instance, and if that matter needs an attribute or needs a quality to make it what it is, then that means that thing not. That thing, that matter cannot exist without those things. And those things can also not exist. Blueness or redness also cannot exist without the matter. And the matter cannot exist without maybe having the color or the quality also. So that means both matter and the accident, they need one another. So in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so is the one that created all these things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that is not in need of anything. Allah is not in need of anything to exist. So Allah created everything. So these principles that they have used to this thing, so he was able to convince them that all the beings and all these qualities, they are in need of one another. The beings cannot exist without those qualities. Those qualities cannot exist without the beings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of all these qualities, is not in need of anything. The one that was created everything. Just like the philosophers who say that there must be the so-called maybe from cost, cotton, or the old rubber. So everything will be responsible, something will be responsible for the existence of the thing. So that thing that is responsible for the existence of that thing, the other thing that is responsible for its own existence, like that. So if you get to a place that does, there will be something that was that is existing in and of itself. So this is what you need to find and manage. How can you tell this? Those people now ask me that they should describe a loss to them. So it took me some time to describe this loss. So going back to the Quran, he has said what? Allah is the creator, that is not the need of anything. So nothing about comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the one that created everything. So now going back to the Quran, in terms of things, attributes. Take for instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge for Allah forms, Allah goes, Allah has the things, and so on and so forth. All these attributes, if Allah loves, Allah is, Allah hears, he is. So when you say Allah hears, for instance, that means that what is your hearing is something that goes, that is happening now. If you are talking, for instance, and say Allah hears you, that means something is happening in what? In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is it clear? So if I say Allah talks, that means something new is happening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I said that what? Allah created all these things in the past. So for you to say Allah is now talking now, or Allah hears now, or Allah sees now, or Allah loves, these are things that are what they are actually. They are things that come on now. So for you to now attach this thing to Allah, it means that the fact that Allah is not possessed of this quality. It means that what? It means that Allah is also Muhammad in Hawaii. Allah is a place where occurrences can happen. Take for instance now, I'm talking now. I was not talking before. I'm talking now. So that means what? The quality or the attribute of talking has now fallen on me. So it's not that Allah is talking now. It means what? The quality or the attribute of talking can fall on Allah just as it can fall on me. If you say Allah is, or Allah is what you are reading now or hearing what you are, that means what? The quality of what? Seeing or hearing can fall on Allah just as what? It can fall on me. So if you say Allah is angry, just as anger can fall on me, that is anger can also fall on me. So Allah becomes what? Mahabdun is haram. It becomes something that occurs in the world. How do you get to that image? So you have the idea that what? Something, the matter, the needs of what? Quality. And those qualities also what? Need matter to exist. Now I'm going back to the Quran now, reading رضي الله عنه ولا يظلم telling Allah so he could not reconcile his principle that they are established with these verses of the Quran. This is the genesis of the problem of champions of God. So now that it is only the quality that they have established, that attribute of existence, that Allah exists, that was within all other attributes, you say what? They are creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how do you do? What do you do now? When you are in the party, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you them, how do you make that big that? So no, it's not Allah that is big. It is not the creature of Allah at all that are big. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy, it is not Allah that has mercy. So in between the interpretation, this way. What has led into this problem? It has given precedence to the intellect above what they think. So I'm going to speak to the text of the Quran. They prefer to argue with people using what? Intellect, rather than what? Arguing with them with what you have in the Quran. So they believe that what? There is nothing in the Quran that is clear, or nothing in the Sunnah that can establish the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except what? Intellect. And that's the principle of Bidya. Intellect force before text. Intellect force before text. So whatever the intellect does not support, it is the verse of the Quran that we interpret it, not to argue with the whole intellect. If it is a hadith at all, that is simple. It is easy for them to do what? It is very easy. But in the verse of the Quran, they will just interpret it in such a way that you are doing their intellect. And that's why one of the major difference between, or the difference between Ahlul Sunnah and Ahlul Bid'ah is that Ahlul Bid'ah to contribute to the method. They give precedence to their intellect over their text. وأما أهل السنة بعض الكتب السنة يقدم من النقل الصحيحة على الأقل the difference to authentic text over the intellect. Because who would want to say what to give precedence to intellect? The intellects are not the same. The intellect of a 5-year-old boy is not like the intellect of a 50-year-old man. Both of them have what? Intellect. Which one are we going to use as a basis? Is it that of a 5-year-old boy or that of a 50 or 50-year-old man? So, when the Muslims are here, the Muslims are saying, where this thing that can be put of one as saying, we also see that sound intellect and clear intellect does not see anything wrong in also accepting some attributes. So the contemplar is accepted in addition to the attributes of existence that Jamal Sokwan has accepted, they added two more attributes. When Ashaira also came on Kulladiyya, the follower of Ibn Kullab, he said, well, the intellect does not see anything wrong in accepting certain attributes are okay, they can be justified, they can be proved intellectually. They can be proved when we look at the intellect. So they accepted seven attributes. And that's why when people say we are Shaira, what they mean is that God will accept seven attributes out of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do you accept seven attributes? Is there these seven attributes that you have accepted? They are supported by intellect. They are supported by intellect. That's why you have accepted them. What about the many attributes? You say those attributes, they are not proven by intellect. Now the same thing, the Muslims have said three attributes. Their father, Jamus of one said one attribute. Jamus of one accepted one attribute using what? Intellect. The Muslims have said they accept three or so attributes using what? Intellect. The Ashaira also accepted seven attributes não importa, ele tem direito. E se tu tem outra coisa, você tem direito a nós de novo. Não. Vamos repetir uma forma de sonho de analisar todas as coisas que nós estamos a voz, a aspecto, a sua voz e a importância ao Corão, ao Sunna, ao de atributos que Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aceita. A sua voz e a autêntica e de Corão, ao de Sunna. And that's why we have been reading some of these attributes. We have read Abdelmur, we have read Al-Basr, we have read Al-Ilm, we have read Al-Rahman, we are reading Al-Rido. Now, that is the pleasure. We have read Al-Mahabba. So all these attributes are mentioned in the Quran. So that's why when she is saying that Allah was presenting this book, he said, if you don't add any word of peace, it's very Allah. He said, this is what we have in the Quran and the Sunnah. But these people of this act, they will not accept these attributes, except the ones that agree with their intellect. So the Jahmiyyah, the first follower of the chapter of one, they will take all the things that you have mentioned, they are not attributes of Allah. So they will only accept and refute the existence of Allah. The Rabbinah will accept three or so. The Asha'idah will accept seven or so. They will leave the remaining. But how does a Sunni, somebody is a Sunni, how does it happen to receive them? If you have them, don't say they believe in seven attributes. If you ask them, why seven attributes? And the seven attributes they talk about and use the existence, talk about Al-Kalam, that the belief that Allah does, but the Kalam they believe in all the Kalam as believed by House of Jama'ah. So they say they believe in Sparrow, they believe in Al-Basr, they believe in Al-Yarabah, they believe in Al-Hayah. They believe in Zed and Qudra, power. So these are the attributes that the Ash'ariyya they believe in. So they believe in power, they believe in speech that Allah talks. They believe in what? Sambo, hearing, they believe in also seeing. So they also believe in what? Existence. They believe in existence, they believe in power, they believe in health. So these are the people in Africa. The Ash'ariyya will say they believe in. Why do you believe in this attribute? And you rejected Mahabba, you rejected Nero, you rejected other Rahman, you rejected all these attributes mentioned. They said, we have believed in this level that you have mentioned because intellect supports this level. Intellect does not go against this level. So this is the tackle. Why do you say intellect does not go against the seven? Let's take for instance the attributes of hearing that is the intellect of us, that is not something that you need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to describe him with hearing. You say you only need to Allah to describe Allah with hearing. Now, that is Allah here. So if you say Allah here, because it makes sense, intellect does not go against that. So human beings or other creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today here, so the answer will be yes, they hear. So if you say other human beings, or you say other creatures of Allah here, or the hear, or the talk, or the see, or the have power, or the read, the speech. If you acknowledge all these that creatures of Allah like human beings, in heaven or earth, you are falling into what you are breathing. That means you are liking and loving God. His nature. God has accepted that what Allah presented all these attributes. And you believe that these attributes, they are in line with God's intellect. But you said what? Other attributes, you have rejected them. Why? You said because if we should describe Allah with those attributes, we will be liking Allah with his creatures. Okay, the creatures of Allah, do you believe that what? A year, a sea, the human being, for instance, they have power, they are living, they have an irata. Do you believe in all this? If you say what? Yes, then he has defeated himself. Because what he has rejected other attributes, the reason why he has rejected other attributes, that is the defeated again. And that's why the scholar is saying, the people of deeper, when they knock something, the evidence against them, or the evidence against them, will be in what they have knocked. So when they are trying at the Martel, they believe what in 3 or 2, the Martel is saying, well, there's not really anything wrong with what you believe in them. When the apostle of Martel believes in one, the Martel is saying, not really anything wrong with what you believe in 3, because these 3 they are 0s, supported by intellect. So that's why they are attacking one another. But the people of the Sunnah, they said, well, who must by very strong work in the tradition of the world? Because we have a year of principle which is later than it is being shaped. There is nothing that is like Allah. But what is the real nothing? And Allah is not absolutely the nothing. Allah is our hearing or seeing. Human being hears, human being sees. But once you go back to what makes the community is, shame. You rest assured. You will stay. Because when you want to talk about the sin or the hearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, compare it to the sin or the hearing of any of his creatures. Immediately you start drawing the comparison, you are negating the community is, shame. So how does Surah Jamal the beginning was later committed to Shaykh? There is nothing like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, what's the real something also believe in this? Just like the belief that what Allah exists. The way Jahu Sofwan also believes that what Allah exists. But the existence of Allah, it's not like the existence of mankind. The existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be forever. The existence of mankind to come to watch and manage. The essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like the essence of mankind. Allah has essence, mankind also are what? Essence. But what you can differentiate between the essence of Allah and the essence of mankind, then you put them to salt. For this world, we are in 6 days. And instead, we are only going to take so and so attributes. Any other attributes apart from these, we are not going to consider them. So the next thing is to do ta'wil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah is pleased to the believers. وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. And they are also pleased with Allah. So in this verse, we establish the attributes of pleasure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with his people, to those who are obeying him. There are so many other verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about his pleased with those who obey him. We have this verse, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ. Whoever kills a believer whoever kills the believer, who died with them, they live with him. But the Zahu of Jahannam, a second place will be in Jahannam. Khalidan fiha, it will be big khulud in it. Wa ghadiba Allahu alayhi, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with him. Ghadiba Allahu alayhi, Allah is also angry with him. These people of Bid'ah will say, no, Allah does not get angry. Because getting angry is one of the attributes of mankind. So what we have here, وَغَاتِ مَرْقَالُ عَلَيْهِ تُوِي مَقْرِجِي as something else. وَغَاتِ مَرْقَالُ عَلَيْهِ to put something that maybe Allah punished them. Not at all, Allah is angry with them. So they will not interpret it as what Allah is angry with them. وَلَعَنَهُ أَنْ Allah caught him. So they will say Allah does not curse, because curse is not one of the attributes of mankind or creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Abu Tawheed is to take away all the attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described himself with. That is the Abu Tawheed. They believe that if they want to do Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the things that Allah has described himself with do not affect those things. But the belief that they accept those things, what it means is that they are making Allah a place where accidents that is happening to the body. So anger, if anger is a kind of, you know, feeling. So when you say Allah gets angry, that means Allah is accommodating something in himself. So they don't want to attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this type of words attributes. So that is what Jama said, this is simple. When you say pleasure, not like your own pleasure, we say what Allah is pleased to do. So when you say anger, it's not like your own anger. If you get angry, for instance, the skin of your face will change, your veins will swell, and blood will flow somehow in you. That is your own anger. That does not necessarily mean that for the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be like your own anger. Which will not make you say what? Allah does not get angry. As long as Allah has submitted to himself, said, وَغَلِّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ Allah is angry with thee, وَلَعَنُهُ أَنْ Allah comes with him. وَعَدَ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا And Allah has prepared for him a very great punishment. So for instance, does not mean that Allah is angry. And that's why the scholars, as we have read, they said, any person who says he is a Mu'atti, is a Mu'atti. The person that will come to report is that what he will picture that attribute. They have to know this is impossible. Before you now watch, you now watch it away. So you will not send sin first before the gate. You know, I know there are some people who are not saying, no, as you have said. They will not say, there are those who say, Allah is angry. Angry is the way we are angry. That is, the way you feel when you are angry, they believe that what Allah wants to feel like that. This is not the aspect of what? The Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is yes, Allah is angry. But the anger of Allah is not like what? The anger of mankind. Just as Allah sees, the sin of Allah is not like what? Our sin. If you should consider Allah's sin with your own sin, then there will be problem. As an indeed, most now, I can't see what is going on outside. So if somebody, if a Muslim wants to talk about this, 所以你叫我按照他的心情做事做事。如果你把他的心情做到了，就是说你放心，那就是放心。但是如果说你不相信，我说了，你跟着你说说什么去？The most thing to say was, what he can be, what Allah can be. But does it mean that what Allah's qualities are different from his own qualities? But the Muhammad would have come and said, no, 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 no. Why must you say Allah can see except what you see, or Allah doesn't hear more than what you hear. Some people have points in that angle. And you tell me Allah doesn't hear. Allah doesn't know. Doesn't see. How to get this argument? Some people are looking at it and trying to figure it out. They are not figuring it out. Imagine somebody is reading the Quran. And he gets to consider Allah who called and gets to the look at the logia. Allah has asked the statement of the one who is lost. It's got to be few concerning our husband. Someone has said, oh, I'm Muslim. How can Allah hear that? Is that possible? Eh? I can hear something and Allah will hear it. So it has been proven. Getting the meaning of what concerning Allah, called the letter, the Jabir of the Jabir. Allah will come that, when is that the meaning of what concerning that Allah will hear you here? No, Allah doesn't hear. Allah doesn't hear because when you hear something is falling in you, that attribute of hearing is falling in you, and that attribute of hearing is not something that is new to you. So how can you say something new is falling in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can you say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hearing when, you know, the hearing of man is limited? So Allah doesn't hear. So this is what the Muhammad is saying. Then after the Sunni or Jama'ah, the Sunni will come and say, yes Allah, but tell me Allah is an arch. But don't confuse yourself. The hearing of Allah is not like what your own hearing. You can your own hearing is not limited, but the hearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not limited. I know what Aisha radiallahu anha said concerning this case of this woman who came to complain about her husband to the Prophet. She said, subhanahu, من وقع سمعه الأصوات. Glory be to the one who hears encompasses all voices. The one who are talking, so everybody is talking. You can hear. Huh? Everybody is talking at the same time. You can hear. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears everything. He hears what every individual is saying. He hears what the beasts are saying. So she said, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, سَمْرُهُ الْأَصْوَاتِ. Glory to the one whose hearing encompasses all voices. She now added to that statement. They are not very far from me. They were not very far from me. That is the woman and the Prophet of Allah, not very far from the Prophet of Allah, is coming. She said that I could not hear some of their conversation. The way they were discussing this issue, not that loud. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears and everything in open darkness from above the heavens. And someone who is very close to the thing of the incident cannot hear some of the things that the truth is covering what they. So this is the appeal of Al-Sulu Jama'ah. When they say Allah hears not like our hearing, when you start imagining, then you start having problems. But this is the way it is. Allah is. And proceed. Don't say how. How is that possible? When you try to know the how, then you are giving yourself problems. And that's why scholars say, So what we're trying to know the hour of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should also what look at them to know the essence of Allah. We have been hearing Allah, believing Allah. How many of us have seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us have seen Allah? But we believe in what? We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala believing in, so in attributes, you also not be understood the way you understand our own attributes. Simple thing. And that's why the companions, we never talk about things like this. When the discussion about things like this came, when people started applying these things in the translation world, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in interpreting things of your things. And that's why scholars of Sunnah will not be tired from that. When people of India continue to raise their heads, the people of the food should what? Should continue to fire them. Because if you stop talking, then a lot of people will fall for it. Just as so many people are falling for the people of India. So many things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ لَكُمْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا. So who ever came to a believer deliberately? We have established the attributes of God of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The attributes of God's anger. Allah is angry, for the anger of Allah is not like our own anger. And that's why the Prophet of Allah talking about the hadith of Shafa'ah, when people will be seeking for intercession on the day of Qiyamah, that people will go to Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wa salam on the day of Qiyamah, and he will say, O Adam, you are our father. Look at the situation in which we are. Intercede on our behalf to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Adam alayhi salatu wa salam said, قُرْغَدِ لَرَبِّي غَضَبًا لَمْ يَغْضَبْ مِثْلَهُ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ. My Lord is angry, such an anger that he has never gotten angry in that way before today. وَلَمْ يَغْضَبْ مِثْلَهُ بَعْدًا. And he never get angry like that after today. So that is what Allah gets angry. He's authentic hadith. So we have in the book of Allah, غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. We have in the book of Allah, غَيْرِ مَغْرُوبِ عَلَيْهِ. That's why we come to say what? He wants to do tawhid of Allah. No, Allah does not get angry. How? So because anger is, the kind of feeling that involves the destruction of the being, that involves, the blood also what? So you cannot attribute that to Allah. You are making a deep mistake because you are understanding the angry, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way you understand what? The anger of mankind. So this we have established. But the how the people of Sunnah and go of the truth, they don't have into that. Because they don't have into the essence of Allah himself. They don't have into the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So this is concerning what the authors have brought is a fast for. But the what they have brought has from many rulings. They have some rulings, they degree of fiqh or so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَكُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّنًا. So whoever kills a believer, whoever kills a believer, not whoever kills the prophet. وَمَنْ يَكُلْ مُؤْمِنًا, whoever kills what? in the kingdom. So which means what? Not the castle. But that doesn't mean that what? Killing a cow field does not attract any ruin. Because of Allah Sallam says, man qatala muhahidan lam yadish fawahiyat al-jannah wa inna al-aha latinjad min nusirat al-ba'ina a'ma. Whoever kills a muhahid or a muhahid, a non-Muslim can have an agreement with the believers. A Muslim now goes to keep him, such a Muslim, that year is from the other, and Jannah, who not have the snail of Jannah. وَإِنَّ لِأَحَا لَكُوْجَدْ إِلْمَ سِرَةَ وَعِنَا. The snail of Jannah is something that can be perceived in the deep, from the distance of 40 years. So I read the Mu'ahi. Say for instance, the non-Muslim is given entrance into a Muslim country and you have not violated any laws of the land. For a Muslim to not say, okay, the Kafir, let me go and kill him. If he kills him, that doesn't fall under this hadith of the Prophet of Allah wa sallam. So, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا whoever kills a believer, that is this we here in this verse is talking about the believer. Muta'amidan deliberately. That is, the ruling here after choosing somebody who kills a believer mistakenly. Don't who kills a believer, muta'amidan deliberately. For whatever reason, say for the political reason, or for the business reason, or for anyone believing in, whoever kills a believer, put a hand in them believing. If it kills him mistakenly, it has a different reason, not mentioned in the Islam. And this is not about al-qatlu al-khata, that is a mistaken killing, not a deliberate killing. Also, what is the Muta'amid and deliberately? This also excludes an insane man. If an insane man kills a believer mistakenly or deliberately, after killing a believer, this ruling that Allah Ta'ala is mentioning here is not applicable to the person. Because the Prophet Allah Ta'ala said, رُفِعَ الْقَلَمْ عَنِ الْشَرَمْ. The pen is different from previous mentions, the young one, حَفَّ يَحْفَلْ. The sleeping one, حَفَّ يَحْفَلْ, until what? The will stop. The young one, until the thing, over. Then, he was known, in the same person, حَفَّ يَحْفَلْ, until the thing past its senses. So if the madman kills somebody now, kills the believer, you would say what that madman was who be in Jahannam. Because this person is what? It doesn't mean to Quran, this person cannot control himself. And that's why in a situation like that, it has what a ruling. It has a ruling. And that's why if a young boy destroys something, a young boy destroys something. Maybe that thing is supposed to be what? Supposed to be punished for it. He will not punish the boy for that thing if it is a boy that has not attained the puberty. But if that thing has anything to be born, he will get it. He will get it. But for us to say that we want to kill that boy, for instance, in place of say because he has killed somebody or because he has destroyed something, so if so, it is so and so punishment that is meant to be carried out from such a person, what will pay for whatever he destroys? Likewise, the madman, if he destroys something, he also pays for what he has destroyed. If he has money, and as a way of getting his money, he has to pay for what he has destroyed. He will take his money to pay for that thing that he has destroyed. Likewise, a young boy. So, Allah has been able to handle them. Somebody who kills a believer, and he does this deliberately, a person is not a young person, a person is not an insane person, but an African, he does this deliberately. What makes you kill a believer, or what makes somebody kill a believer? Which political thing will lead you to that? Which one thing will lead you to kill somebody? For the vow of Jahannam is the context of Jahannam. The context will be Jahannam. Khalidan fiha, it will do khulub to it. Now, what is the meaning of khulub here? There are two types of khulub. Al-khulub al-mu'abbas and al-khulub al-mu'akkad. Khulub a person, for somebody, for something to be in his place for a long period. If it is forever, it becomes what? Al-Qulub al-Mu'abbad. And that's why when you are reading the Quran, in those cases, they allow to say, Arji Asliha Abadan. And some places, Allah will not add what Abadan. Arji Asliha. Here will be what? They will dwell in it. That is for a long period. Or it may be forever. But what is this emphasizes with Abadan, that means it will be forever. But if it is not emphasized, it may be forever, it may be for a long period. So if it is forever, it is a long time. We will not have that. If it is not forever, then you got. We call it Al-Qulub al-Mu'abbas. So when Allah says, whoever kills a believer, then he will be. His recompense will be Jahannam, Khalidan, Fiha. And where he will. Is it forever or not forever? Huh? Is it forever or not? If you say not forever, what is the evidence that it's not forever? If you say forever, what will the evidence be? Now? In Allah, la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi. Allah does not forgive that partner be associated with him. Wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yashaa. And he forgives whatever is not. Up to that, liman yasha, for whom you use. Huh? Any other evidence?
That evidence might not suffice.
Might not suffice, okay?
Because he has already promised that whoever kills Musa al-Nidai is going to be in hellfire forever. So that is Khalid al-Fiha.
Khalid al-Fiha.
So we now say, if the person maybe now dies a Muslim, so he might not be there forever. Maybe at a particular point of time, he might be taken out of the place. But if he's not a Muslim, he might be there forever than that.
Okay. What his argument that was yet to the Muslim would be unwritten. So the man here can be what? And the Muslim can be careful. So he says if it is a Muslim, then the person will not be there forever. But if it's a carpet, who would if the carpet doesn't kill a believer, it will be in that fight forever? Huh? The carpet, if it doesn't kill a believer, it will be in that fire forever. And now when you should be Allah, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَا أَوَاهُ النَّارِ. So, whoever associates with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah wrote for William Jenner onto such a person. So, from our Ujjah is having the head. Now, I'm still telling you that we are talking about Al-Khulud now. There are two types of Khulud. That is, Khulud Khalad, in a kind of sustained in place for a long period. It may be forever, and it may be what? For a limited time. But that limited time will be long. So if you see Abadan, that means it will be understood to be what? Forever. If there is no Abadan here, it will be for a limited time or forever. So here if you take it to be forever, you take it to be forever. It will not, it will contradict somehow. In the Allah, I think you should come, be wet, you might in America, you might in the shark. And that's why Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, in our opinion that the Khulud here will not be Al-Khulud in Abbas, will not be Al-Khulud in Abbas, will not be a continuous Khulud. And what is being attended is that what Nazar Ethu and Shakabi Ethu Magnification. Likewise, they also use the case of the man who killed 99 persons in Adat Hadith. The man who killed 99 persons. He now went to a worshiper, asking him that he stop up for him. So this worshiper said there is no power for him. And good power, what am I doing? Not kill that man to make him content. But his purpose to him is that this thing that I'm doing is very, very wrong. Great power, why would you steal power from me? Let's go and ask another person. So he went to the knowledge person. That person has told him that, why not? There is power for you. But the only thing is that you are living in the land of the evil people. Leave this land and go to the land of the power people. So as the man was leaving that land on his way to the other land, death overtook him. The Prophet said, the angels of Rahmah and the angels of Azab, the angel of mercy and the angel of punishment. Both of them are now arguing concerning the case of this man. This man said, but he has done Tawbah. This man said, but he has done this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent another angel to be al-Hakam, and a judge between the two. What he now said is that, okay, look at the distance left to be covered and the distance that they have covered. If the man is closer to the land of the power of people, then the angel of Rahman should take him. If he's closer to the land of the evil people, then the angel of Allah should take him. So, on looking at that, the man was closer to the land of the fire. So the angel of what? Of Rahman took him. So that tells us that what? There is what? Forgiveness for the person he is saying. So this is another evidence that Ahlul Sunnah Jama'ah, they also used. Another evidence is the verse is what is proclaimed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking about the power of people, said, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَا اللَّهِ إِلَانَ آخَرَ. Those who do not call together with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that night. And said, وَلَا يَدْعُونَ مَا اللَّهِ إِلَانَ آخَرَ. He will also, they will not also kill the soul that Allah has to be except in his judgment. وَلَا يَدْعُونَ and is not commit adultery or fornication. But when you have five, whoever does these Therefore, affirm, he will be washed, the punishment of what he has done. So you don't have to know who Al-Aba will be the Qiyamah, wa yakul fihi muhana. So, he will meet punishment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the day of Qiyamah. And this will watch, this will result in the punishment will be doubled for him. And within that punishment, yakul fihi, he will meet that punishment, muhana, humiliated. Allah says in that man taba wa amana wa amila amalan salihan fa ulaika yubaddilu Allahu sayyi'atihim hasanatan. Except those who remove the power and believe in Allah and God righteousness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change their iniquities to goodness. So this verse also tells us that it's not something that will be cautious. It's not like poof. So this is the position of Ahlul Jama'ah. So the scholar of Ahlul Jama'ah says, Khalid al-Fiha is to dwell in peace forever. He says, he will dwell in peace forever, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may not let him dwell in peace forever. That he, the ruling is this. Allah may not carry out that provision. If Allah promises good, Allah will fulfill it. But if Allah promises to punish somebody, it is overlooking to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is God, in Kafur, in Aqur. So the question, who kills a believer? His punishment is that he will dwell in hell fire forever. But because of some things, because of his demand, because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make him dwell in hell fire forever. But Allah will punish him only on the other. So this is the interpretation of another interpretation by Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, which is not, which does not contradict what you have in the Sunnah, which does not contradict what we have in the Quran. So let's take the Qulun to be Al-Qulun al-Muhaqqat, or take the Qulun to be Al-Qulun al-Muhaqqat, both of them in our words, a way out. Even the Al-Qulun al-Muhaqqat, the question is forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of some hasanat that he has done. Because of some hasanat that he has done, Allah will overlook that. But one should not rest assured to be on that so that all now you need things that are watched. And that was why Abdullah ibn Abbas was the law and after this Sayyid Bukhari looked at this and he said that it's no tawbah for the one who killed the belief of the living. Because this is one of the last verses that was revealed. So in another report, Abdullah ibn Abbas Ramadan continued Adam al Musa that I know Muhammad. Somebody came to me in the post who killed the Muslim. He then asked that, is there any tawbah for me? Abdullah ibn Abbas was the one that I demand. You see how the mother? The man said, no. Abdullah ibn Abbas was the one. As what Allah said, that if he has a mother and does not see anything that can fetch one more reward than being married to one's mother. So maybe if it's nice to his mother, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook this as a result of this. So which means that what the statement also agrees with the statement of the people of Sunnah on this matter. It was said that somebody came to Abdullah ibn Abbas and said, you want to kill somebody on behalf of Tawbah? Then no. As the man was going, some of the students started, but when he said it was so that he had power. And I said, he should go and look at the man. So he went after the man. So he saw that he wanted to kill the girl. Because the girl is not married. And so he had said, yes, there is power for that person. This man would have gone towards the limited. We have implemented the team. We watch the event that we do power after that. And with that, we have caused us the damage. But what else is that what we will do power after that? Because after has the soul, Allah can take it anytime. And that's why the one that he said that you should go away from the evil deeds, he said, inshallah, I will stop it next week. What tells you that you will live up to next week? I was attending to do a job deal, then inshallah, I'll start paying next month. Who tells you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when the ajah, then who? Follow the akhul and ta'ata wa lam ta'ata. So, you don't have your soul, Allah has your soul. So don't postpone what you do. Particularly things that are compulsory. Do them because don't really know where the ethical mandate is. And don't also postpone living things that are forbidden. But inshallah, next year, I will show big references, a relationship, I will still commodity. Inshallah, this is the river that I'm engaged in, I will stop it next year. You can't really take. And when Allah the one will enter empire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us know that we're in the yawman عند ربك كألف سنة مما تعدون. A day in the sight of your Lord is like 1,000 years according to your own calculation. So if somebody is to be admitted into fire for a day, it's like somebody is going to be admitted into fire for 1,000 years. So I was going doing good things, particularly that are compulsory. Why was going away from things that are haram? And that's why the Prophet Muhammad said, "With Allah to provision, far to be doing the back." So when I ask you to do something, do what you can do. That is what you have the ability to do, and Allah knows your ability. With Allah to provision, in fasting. When I ask you to go away. Whether I have to come and change the same when I ask to be able to do something, very much from it. So don't postpone. But all these basic work, the Aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah Jamaah theory means that the one who dies and does not associate part with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the person will not dwell in empire forever. It is a punishment. For the daily that Allah wants to punish him, but he will still come out of fire one day. This is the Aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah Jamaah. And the day the Aqidah of the Khawarij who believe that any act of sinfulness is kufr. So the one who commits any act of sinfulness or any of the kabair has become the country. And that's why he makes the fear of people, he makes the fear of the best of his ummah, the companions of the Prophet of Allah, wa alayhi wa sallam. So the Aqidah of Al-Sul Jamal is that the fish, the sentence is huge, they command people what Allah has commanded, they want people against what Allah has warned. People is. But to ultimately the fear of people, that is not the Aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah Jamaah. So Ahlus Sunnah Jamaah is a noble jihad. Some of you won't fall in kufr, but mostly excuse because it's ignorant. So you say what? You don't ultimately the fear of that person until you have done the Qamat of Hujjah on me. This is the Aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah Jamaah. After the Qawarij, we don't exercise public patience. What if you mean something that is haram, you are in Congress. So no, there is no need to establish any. That's why the middle way is the way of Ahl Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our faith on the part of the people of Sunnah, sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta,
astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Now, I think it's one said that the kuffar will not dwell in empire forever because Allah wants to change to be Muslim. One is in a via Abadan, but when you come to the farm, not being Abadan, that they will not dwell in the fire forever. If they ask for Islam to come to the fire,
now this Aqidah Ba'ilah is wrong and the new Aqidah, but the Kuffar will not dwell in the fire forever. They will dwell in the fire forever. Just as the believers dwell in paradise forever. So, for you to argue that about God in a fear, that means you will not stay in heaven forever. There are some other verses. فَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَإِنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. So we have some other verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has finished Abadan. So and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then took us and gave us to rule the world, but then now to rule them they love us. Whenever their place is born, we give them another place. So there are a lot of verses in the Quran that point to the fact that the Kuffar will dwell in hellfire forever. So any person that enters fire and does not dwell in it forever, that means the person is a Muslim, is a believer. The person that enters fire and doesn't dwell in the fire forever means the person what? Is a Muslim. And that's why we're not doing the empire forever. So we will be admitted finally to do Al-Jannah, having tasted fire depending on the period of his punishment. So we will come out of empire and we'll be admitted into Al-Jannah and not doing Al-Jannah forever. But for somebody, to enter Al-Jannah, the person has removed into Al-Jannah to enter Al-Jannah. But someone will enter El, and the person will later be removed from El, and they are taken into Al-Jannah. In the case of the person who will not give Zakat. The person who will not give Zakat, the Prophet of Allah says, he will be punished for 50,000 years. ثم يرى تجده then you'll be shown his way إما إلى الجنة إلى فر الجنة وإما إلى النار. So the defense, but for someone to say kafir to not dwell in ever forever, this is wrong. Now there is something that is ascribed to Ibn Qayyim, and he will say that the two of them are free from this as well as the stage. And that is called fana'unam, that fire will come to an end. That is, fire will burn, then the time will come that fire will no longer exist. So everything will be those who fire was watched, everything will be terminated. But the end is, Al-Jannah will continue forever. But the Kuffar will be punished for some time, then everything was, the fire will be extinguished and there will be no more fire. But this is not authentic from Ibn Taymiyyah, nor from Ibn Qayyim. So So the aqidah of the two shaykhs is like the aqidah of Allah and Sun Jama'ah, that fire will remain forever and al-Jannah will remain forever. The kuffar will be in fire forever and the people of al-Jannah will also be in al-Jannah forever. So to say that the fire, the kuffar will not be in fire forever is aqidah ba'ida, and no skill possible to say that the person who is the Quran from the one. Someone may be denied al-Jannah forever, and someone will be denied al-Jannah for limited time. Now the hadith that Rasulullah said, "Man qatala ma'idan lam yalbis rahiyat al-Jannah." So whoever kills the mu'ahid, the person that the Muslims they have agreement. Now he was a boss because the boss is the castle. Let me have a shariah and gender, will not have the smell of gender. So that means that the boss will dwell in their fire forever. No. This tahreem is a tahreem and mu'aqqas. So you deny a gender for a period of time. How is this way? Because what they have done is not shirk, is not kufr. So the same thing applies to some other things. When the Prophet said, "Man kana asfar min al-ka'bayn fa fi an-nar," whatever goes below the ankle within airfare. I think the person whose shoulder or whose garment goes below the ankle to enter fire. This is with respect to the news. With respect to the videos, their garments must cover every part of their body, down to their feet, every place must be covered when they are outside. Should not be exposed. Based on the hadith of Abu Salama radiallahu anhu, when she said that what should be the place of the end of the garments of the women? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You clean up shibran." They should what? They should make it longer, shibran, an inch. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said it, even the catch of the woman, if they have it or if they have an inch to eat, then they are physically exposed. The Prophet of Allah said, "You have to be on the ground." The rah, the huge liquid, and the rah, that is 2 inches. Wala yudhib na'ani. They should not make it longer than that. So that's why they value for women, not abort, and then also abort is bad. So the back of man is anything that goes below the ankle. The back of the women is if it goes below the end of the feet, wash. So the extent that was just watching everything, this is the bar. Because the bar is wrong in the case of all. Both women and men, the bar is wrong for both of them. If not for the fact that the feet of the women will be exposed, they would have been commanded. The way the women are also commanded, the men are also commanded that she don't go below the ankle. But if they have not go below the ankle, they are beat to the exposed. And they are beat to the hour. So in this case, if you can't go across the door array, to commit one of the lesser evils, the two, what is it, to commit the lesser of the two evils, love and family, there's nothing wrong in that. And that's why the Sharia allowed them to lengthen their garment below the ankle. So it covers all their feet, for them to not make the dragging to the extent that's going to be done without being dead. Some people, the errors in the taking, they will say the hadith has not said what, because he will never happen. But the woman went to the hospital and said what, if they are to revert, as of this, that the agamemnon is carrying some things. And he said, it's a human background. He does not mean that what, the garment is that long. If the garment is up to the end of the feet, there's no harm. It will still carry some. You know, this happens in the case of men who put on long form as you see the edge of the end of the garment, you see how it will be somehow worn out somehow. Huh? So this is what they are referring to. Not that what John the Catholic does and but this is what is against them. But the challenge here is that the one who does it, Prophet Allah says, for him now, is in hell. Does that mean that the person will be in hell fire forever? According to the Aqidah of the Khawarij, yes. Huh? According to the Aqidah of what? The Khawarij. But according to the Aqidah of Ahlusunnah Jamaah, no. Do not go in hell fire forever, because this is not shirk. It's not good. But when we say the person will not go in hell fire forever, remember, what is the Yaman and the Rabita? So the punishment of the day is not like what? It's not like this day. So that's why God will talk about people who enter fire. It's not like the fire of this world. Not like the fire of the victory and the light. Allah for that describes the fire that he's talking about. So it's something that if one sees it, one cannot bear it. But that doesn't mean that the person who enters his fire, the person is not. Likewise, other things that Allah forbid it and gender on and the man, the one who is the one who is carrying about, you know, the camera. So that is haram that Allah forbid and gender. Not that the person who enters his gender at all. But will be punished or should be punished before anything. And then, likewise, the hadith that called Rahim, the one who gives the family time, will not enter Jannah, the person who enters Jannah forever, but will not enter Jannah for a limited period of time before he will be admitted into Jannah. So, a hadith like this should be understood in this context. This is the hadith of Rasul Jannah. A hadith like this, a hadith that the Khawarij I've held on to say what all these who are what? Kufar. But the Aqidah of Rasul Jannah is that they are not kufar, though they will be punished except by Allah's mercy. The way Allah promises to punish, Allah will not punish. Huh? As long as God is not open, Allah will not punish that person. Allah promises, as long as if they retract his wrong with punishment, he will not watch. Punish that person. This is considered some other things that the person has done. But the ruling is this. So that's why the issue of the garment going below the ankle is something that is clear. So some scholars, they said the person who doesn't do this out of arrogance. that box doesn't fall under this hadith. But the hadith is also clear. فَإِنَّ الْبَبَلِ إِذَارِ إِلَى الْمَحِنَا. So Allah says, for you to allow your garment to grow below your ankle is what? إِلَى الْمَحِنَا. It's arrogant. So nobody allows the garment to go below the ankle. And I can tell you, this is what the Prophet said, إِبْرَاهِمْ مُؤْمِنِ إِلَى الْقَوْمِ الْبَقِيْ فَلَا جُنَا عَلَيْتِنَا بَيْنِهُ وَبَيْنَ الْكَعْبَيْنِ. The garment of the believer means is this mustaq. Then there is no sin on him if he is about to watch. It is his up to the ankle. So now say, okay, but I'm not really arrogant now. And he's doing it, and he's just finding that what is not doing. And when will you be being arrogant? If really you are not arrogant, you will lift it up. But for you to have insisted that this is what you do, and you are just saying that what you are not doing is arrogantly, this is telling what is arrogant. And that's why some of them, where they will say, look at that reality. And you laugh when they say this appearing. This is why Bukhari, when Umar Ghazan was touched and he was on his deathbed, a young man came to him visiting him. And Umar Ghazan was talking about that. He said, Ya Ghulam, O young man, Elfa Ibarak, lift up your Ibarak. For anyone who asks for your bitch, this is more pious to your Lord. Wa Anfa Ibarak. And it's more limiting to your garment. Umar, somebody who was touched at deathbed. So he did not remember every lecture or any admonition that he could give to somebody except by correcting somebody who had come to visit him on that new thing. So would you have attacked Umar for the life that Umar is dealing himself with what he learned? So this is what is established. The Prophet of Allah also advised another man. The man is garment was below his ankles, and he told me, "Hey, for Iraq, lift up your Iraq." The man said, "Ya Rasulullah, in the ankles is parting." He said, "My shams are not, they are somehow here also." First of all, Allah said, "For come to do, for after Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created with all his creatures." It's not so easy. If your legs are like that, use that clothes to cover it. All these are things you have need. But some people they hold on to some mistakes of some color. Maybe a color has said it. A color has said something is not an evidence in the plan. Anything goes against what is planned within you, don't take it. That doesn't mean you are destroyed from an action with God, as I said, in a court and reported, somebody is known to be upon the solution. But we have made mistake, it is a perpetration. However, that doesn't mean that somebody is doing it bad, then we say to condemn the person to end completely, that the person will jail himself forever, and we treat him as it was. We are treating the carpet. The same thing is applicable to somebody saying that shed his hair. That doesn't mean what you condemn him to hell. But that doesn't mean what you should not establish what the deen has established. He tells you what the deen has said. He says what the deen has said. But you don't think the person as if you are treating a classic. You don't treat the person as if you are treating someone who has gone out of the fold of Islam. These are some of the some of the excesses of some people. When you see somebody, the person is coming, you look at him, you can have this, the colors are also some mashallah or something. You can't leave the road, that person you have. Maybe the person is the hygiene, you don't know. Maybe the person is the shoes, you don't know. You can't tell whether it's a shoe. But all important is that some of the erratic text that we have in our community, they don't move. But mashallah, we have said the other. Don't be sure that mashallah. So you give him 99.9% of sunnah. What about Tawheedullah? Fil ibadah. David the first is coming from grace. David the first is Scottish. Often, 45 years, so let's go.